so late, but I stopped off here to see this friend of mine that's been awfully, awfully sick. And when I got back to the car, you know, this radio had run my...
Night as the train rattled on, all the passengers had gone to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though its poor heart would break. One angry man said, make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us awake.
Hello, I'm Neil Allen from Hudson, New York. You're listening to WGXE Acra 90.7 FM.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears. Wednesday, February 20th at 5:30 p.m., there's an extra web stream from Representative Antonio Delgado, his latest town hall meeting, probably started about 5:40 p.m., and most of it will be live on Altogether Now at 6 p.m. on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. At 8 p.m., Trixie Starr is the guest on the Eclectic Maniac Show at 90.7 FM, WGXC, and WGXC.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a chance of snow on Wednesday, mainly after 3 p.m., with cloudy skies and a high near 28. Wednesday night, snow, sleet, and freezing rain is possible, with the temperature rising to around 31 by 4 a.m. Thursday, there's a chance of rain or freezing rain in the morning, with a high near 45, low around 27 Thursday night. Friday should be mostly sunny, with a high of 37 and a low around 23. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Radio for Open Ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
And good morning, Bright Siders. It is your perpetual optimist, Pastor Kim here. So glad to be here with you again on this kind of frigid February day. But hey, we are looking at the end of the tunnel. There's a little light, a little glimmer of hope that spring is around the corner. Not as much winter ahead of us as there has been behind us. And I know, like many of you out there, I agree. We're not mad about that. There are some folks out there, they like the winter. They like the snow and the cold and all that kind of stuff. And so, I don't know, maybe we should do a GoFundMe page for them and they can go chill out in Colorado somewhere. But listen, we are just so excited and delighted to be here with you again. And have a friend who's going to be calling in a few moments to get us going in our meaningful conversation on today. Our program today is devoted to Black History Month. And Black history is American history. And since American history hasn't covered a lot of American history, including that of the Black American experience, that's why we celebrate Black History Month. So we're going to be dealing with some things that I think will be informative for people, insightful for people, encouraging for some, inspiring for others. And I look forward to that conversation a little bit from now. But to get us going and moving in the direction is a song that a lot of folks are kind of familiar with. It's one that we've been singing for some time through the civil rights struggle. And one that's sung almost in every every church community around this time of year. Some people think that former President Bill Clinton he won the election because he knew the verses to this song. We'll see how many of you know what I'm talking about. We're going to hear from Melba Moore this morning. And she's going to bring to us Lift Every Voice. Okay, so it appears that
I've been singing this song a long time. Makes me happy to
write Oxford.
But I decided
I don't. So that's not going to work too well.
So I invited some of my dear friends to help me sing about food.
Just getting in the door
and cause it to rain.
Get up, have to turn the heat on. We're going to look and see if
every voice
another way. But listen, while I tinker around with all that, let me just say a little bit about the Martin Luther King celebration of Black History Month. You know, we have to schedule our Black History Month program because of the snow that came down on the summer holiday. So wisdom, we move the date. A favorite Martin Luther King quote, and
in my blood,
shout out to the mayor of the city of Hudson,
God of our sanity,
who has
brought
us the beloved. Well, they tell me that you hear Miss Melba Moore out there. Cool. Oh, cool.
Sing a song.
Oh, don't think that the dark past has taught
us. Melba Moore and friends. You hear Mr. Stevie Wonder out there too, right?
Oh,
freedom ring. My goodness, what is it with that? All these despots and tyrants and dictators out there. My goodness, we're going to keep them away. Am I right about it? America, we're going to keep all that mess out of here. Anyhow, yes, it is Black History Month. And so here is, there's a bright side somewhere. And I tell you, if anybody want to talk about there being a bright side somewhere, it can be some black folks, because they be looking kind of eclipsed sometimes. Come on here, somebody. And God will break through for you. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so glad. I think we got this thing going and humming, and it's getting warmed up in the studio here. I'm getting a little warm. I'm feeling a little better about it. And we got this song, and I think I've played this the last couple of years. I think it's going to be like my Black History Month anthem or something, second to Lift Every Voice and Sing. This song is by Mr. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And about a year or so ago, a couple of years back, when the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement got kicked off, they had this phrase, and they probably still using it. I'm not too much tuned into the, you know, commercial media, but yeah, they had this phrase, say, stay woke. All right. So I think y'all know where I'm going with this one. After Melba, we're going back in time here with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Wake up, everybody. Wake up.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all, y'all. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. Yeah, yeah. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Need a little help.
yes I do. Need a little help,
say it for
me some help, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Change the world, what it used to be.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help,
yeah.
Need some help,
yeah.
We get the memo. Wake up. Now, I didn't do my search to see what year that was in, but I remember when it came out the first time, y'all. I remember those days. And here we go, right? With Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes still giving us the same message, all right? We got to stop the foolishness. We got to teach the babies, all right? Preachers, you gotta deal with this stuff. Come on, we can't just shout our way into heaven. We got stuff we got to deal with. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? Okay, so, you know, my caller has called in, and but I don't think this is plugging in like it should so that he can talk to us. So guess what, America? Brightside listeners, WGXC folk, we're going to put on another tune. And we're going to get that part of this thing straightened out, too. This next one, Wake Up Everybody. And we're going to put up a prayer this time. We're going to put up a prayer. And our prayer is, Lord, we need you to fix America. The song is saying, fix me. Fix me. But that's you and me and everybody. We need God to help us out with this, all right? We're going to be back in a few minutes with Mr. Clinton Crawford.
I want you to
call in guest for today.
Fix me, Lord. Hey. Ooh, Lord, fix me. To a story about a situation, some drama with a lady. She was stripped to the ground cause she was messing around, but all of her accusers, they all were hiding something. Jesus looked up at them and said, you all got your sins. She knew that this would be the moment that her soul would be forgiven. She said, oh, Lord, fix me. Yeah, Lord, I'm crying now. Yeah. Can I tell my story?
Tell your story.
I was in a situation. At the stress for money, it was looking funny. I couldn't see my way through when every payment was due. Now I look back and wonder, yeah, just how I made it over. And now I'm testifying, he has always provided. From the top to the bottom, he's the answer to the problem. When you say, open your mouth and scream it loud, fix me. Under the truth. Keep it real talk. We all got our situations. Some need a healing. Some got the heaters. Somebody's family need a miracle for all the stuff they're dealing with. But the devil is a liar. You are an overcomer. You can take it from there. You got help on the way. There's a blessing with your name on it. Put your claim on. Fix me, Lord. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me, Lord. I'm calling out to you. I really need you. I need you like a river needs water. I need you like the air I breathe. Ooh, Lord, yeah. I tried it on my own.
many of y'all out there with that. We want the Lord to fix us, fix this situation, this malice and hatred and prejudice and bigotry and scandal and corruption. And, ooh, Lord, help us. Fix me, Lord. Mr. Quentin Cross, are you out there? Okay. Can you say that for me again? Are you out there? Okay, you're out there, but beloved, oh man, we need y'all to call in. We need some help.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you better now. Okay, great. I tickled with it a little bit more. I tickled the little thing a little bit. It wanted to be tickled. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. So, beloved, this is our call-in guest for today, Mr. Quentin Cross. He's no stranger to the WGXC family. I know that a few of us programmers, we like to invite him in to get his take on a few things. But for those of you who may not have met him yet, I just want to say that he is comes from a political dynasty family of a sort up here in Hudson, New York. His mom was in politics. His uncle was in politics. He has been in politics. Let me see. Former, Democratic Committee chair and alderman and majority leader, et cetera, et cetera. And amen. And now he's got on another hat, still dealing with the politics of the matter. But so knowledgeable about so many things and such a good, good friend. A young man I've known for decades. And so glad to see what God is doing in his life. So, Mr. Quentin Cross, by way of self-introduction, I like to give that opportunity to our guests, as you know, that you can share something that you want people to know about you so I don't go on and on and on and say things you don't want me to tell.
Oh, that was pretty beautiful. Thank you so much for the introduction. The Rev just said, my name is Quentin Cross, and I'm the lead organizer for Citizen Action of the Hudson Valley. Where we fight for social, racial, economic, and environmental justice. This is located in Kingston, but we do work all across the state. So I'm just happy for the opportunity to be on the air, repping my hometown of Hudson, New York.
Well, we're glad to have you back on the line with us today and all our Hudson family members listening and out there beyond. And
yes.
So, beloved, I called up Brother Quentin, and he was so gracious. It was almost last minute, but I went to see a movie. I don't think we can really say the name of the movie, but I went to see this movie, and it grabbed me in my soul. And, you know, I've seen a bunch of movies that talk about, you know, the Black American experience from, you know, snatching people up in Africa and bringing them across the waters and all of the struggles to get us to where we are today. But this movie, it really grabbed me in my spirit. And when it was over, I said, I have to talk about this issue on my next broadcast. That'll be my focus for Black History Month on my last broadcast for Black History Month, which is today. And so, you know, who else better to talk about this issue with than Mr. Quentin Cross? And when I called him up, he had seen it as well. And so we got to talking about that a little bit as well. I don't know how I can talk about this movie without talking about the name of it. I ain't, you know, we don't get no revenue for doing this. But so the movie, like you, Quentin, I thought it was like a love story, which it was, right? But maybe you can do a little bit better about finessing what was happening with this story and why it's so important for us to talk about it today.
Well, It's like super important at this time as we have an awakening across this nation around mass incarceration and how it affects the Black community as well as the brown community, but focus on mass incarceration of Black folks. This movie took me by surprise because I'm home late at night, and I'm like, oh, I've seen this, the ads, and okay, I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch this movie. And it just grabbed me. And it was about the enduring love. I'm a Black woman, you know, and as a young man who grew up in a single parent household with a lovely mother, it's about that enduring love, how black women hold that space. And in this particular case, it was around the fact that, you know, her love got incarcerated for something that he didn't do. And she held on. And they used every dollar and every penny to try to get him out. And ultimately, as what happens all the time in, you know, around this nation, he copped a plea because it was better to cop the plea and do a little time than to not and risk it all and be in prison for life. And the work that I'm doing with Citizen Action and with our partners that we fight for criminal justice transformation, because we don't look at it as reform, because the system is operating the way it's supposed to. So how can you reform something that's operating the way it's supposed to? We're looking at transformation, and the transformation comes through the, you know, the work that we're doing around bail reform, no cash bail, speedy trial reform, and discovery reform. And these are all themes that have showed up in this particular movie.
Well, you know, you said something right there. How can you reform something that is doing what it's supposed to do? You know, and before we move away from the movie, I want to add in there that we're going to take a pause for the cause. You are listening to WGXC ACRA. WGXC ACRA, Catskill and Hudson, 90.7 FM in your local listening areas, WGXC.org, online on your smart device, live and streaming. Also, you can listen to us anytime, anywhere by archiving. Just go to our audio archive link and you can replay something, or if you miss something, you can play that. Want to also take a pause for the clause to say that we have a new slogan for WGXC. It's Radio for Open Ears. And WGXC will be celebrating 8 years on the air on Saturday, March 9th at 7 p.m. They're going to be at the back bar at 347 Warren Street. And so $8 at the door is to support the work of Wave Farms and WGXC. Wave Farm being our parent company. And yeah, if you tune in sometime and you hear all that kind of strange music, well, that's what Wave Farm is about. The waves in the water, the waves in the air, wherever they can catch a wave, they won't play it for you, right? It's local creative community radio, and we're just glad to be here with our online guest today, Mr. Quentin Cross. Well, Quentin, you know, one of the things that, you know, even before we get to the copping of the plea, it was what happened with the police officer. And, you know, in the theater that I was in, myself and a friend, Reverend Iris, we were there and we were like the only chips in the cookie. So, you know, it was, I think for a lot of people in the audience, I can't speak for them. I didn't interview anybody, but I just got a sense that, you know, for a lot of people in the audience, that this was new information, that the idea that a police officer would have malice and set somebody up, you know, to misuse their abuse their authority as a officer of the peace, in that way. But you know, in our community, we know that's not far fetched.
It's an everyday experience.
Right.
It's an everyday experience. It's the idea that even if you didn't do it, we said you did. We're trying to close this case. You know, your lives doesn't matter, right? Black lives matter, right? Let's speak to it. And yeah, this is common. And I know it is. It is the sense, right, of people like
I've had the experience.
Quite understanding it.
I've had the experience. I've had the experience. So I do know.
Yeah,
it happens every day, right? So, okay, the movie is based on the book by James Baldwin, and you know, James Baldwin deceased some years ago. However, his work still lives and speaks to all of us. But it's just sad that we're still dealing with these issues that he spoke about in the '50s and the '60s and in the '70s. And so here we go. Next week, you will be, or no, not even next week. This Friday.
Monday.
Oh, Monday. Okay.
Yep.
I was just testing.
Yeah.
Monday. You want to tell people what's going on Monday at Citizen Action in Kingston?
Yeah, so this Monday we will be showing episode 2 of the Khalif Browder documentary, which is on Netflix. And we have a very special guest coming, Akeem Browder, who is the ED of the Khalif Browder Foundation, and Khalif's brother will be in Kingston, New York to join us for a discussion. And it's a powerful time to speak to these issues around criminal justice, to speak to the issues around solitary. And I have, I can get into the weeds on it, but when we talk about solitary, we talk about the HALT Act, which we want to basically end solitary. So when we talk about bail reform and speedy trial reform and discovery, many of these issues intersect with this story and how a young man who allegedly stole the book bag could sit in Rikers Island and not have due process and ultimately be released and unfortunately commit suicide.
Released and declared that he was innocent, actually.
Absolutely.
He hadn't he hadn't committed it, but he was in prison for what, 3 years?
3 years.
Three years.
Waiting
to even have a day in court for a backpack.
Yeah.
And so that, I'm sure that if not now in history, he'll be considered sort of a martyr for, this cause. Because it certainly, in my opinion, jump-started the conversation. I know that there are people who have been working, yourself and others have been working, other organizations have been working on this issue, but his experience amplified those voices and brought more information and attention to this issue. Am I right about it?
You're right about it. That's right. He was... His death wasn't in vain. It mobilized people nationwide to join this fight for criminal justice transformation. The work that we're doing right now would not have been where it is, which is we're on the cusp of passing some great legislation to transform the system would not have happened. If his story hadn't been highlighted, if people didn't understand that a young black man could allegedly be accused for a crime of stealing a backpack and sit in a jail cell for 3 years.
Now, was he also like a high school student?
He was a student.
At the time? So, we say young man, I want people to understand that this was a kid,
Yes.
And, okay, so.
You're right about it.
Yeah, because, in the area in which we are, our news feed doesn't always pick up these kind of stories, And sometimes when they get picked up, they don't get a lot of attention or time in the media, And so people may not be really aware of this situation and his experience and what happened to this kid who was accused of taking a backpack and put in Rikers Island. And for people in the upstate New York area who don't know about Rikers Island, it is a jail for where they have murderers and, hard criminals. You know what I'm saying? And he was put in there for something he didn't even do and left there for 3 years and then came out and was not successful in making the transition back into the population. He was so traumatized that he found that the only way he could find peace was to take his life. And so we're grateful that you're bringing the movie out and the brother up, that people can hear the story and get involved in this. I would like to play this song. It's called Release. It's gospel music, because I go with the gospel message. Good news. There's good news. And it's good news that there's people like, you know, like Quentin and so many others out there that are working on this issue. But this song says release. We're going to come back after release, and we're going to talk a little bit about the 13th Amendment and the new Jim Crow. So don't go nowhere, y'all. We're not going to release you yet. And Mr. Cross, you hang
open your
there
mouth and say, Lord, release it.
All right. Before I do transfer into release it, I just want to also say that you have something coming up this Friday, and I guess that's why I was focusing on Friday. So when we come back, I'd like you to tell the people a little bit about that too, okay? I see where time is getting away from us, but I certainly want people to know what's coming up in Kingston on Friday. Here we are asking for a release, y'all. We want a release.
Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. I'm so glad today I heard
you. So glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstance, all I want to do is serve you
and love you.
Praise you. You gave me another chance.
I was broken.
I was
broken hearted.
I
bow down. Shackle
heavy.
All the things you've not been through.
Sing with Miranda.
Made me, gave me strength that I can endure.
In the secret place I'm dwelling.
In the secret place I'm dwelling.
Safely.
Safely. Ever so bravely.
Your foundation
standeth sure.
Whoop.
I was broken hearted. I bowed down.
I was shackled.
Shackled heavy. Free me now.
I'm so glad today I heard you, everybody.
I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard
clear.
You clearly, so clearly.
Grateful in spite of my circumstance. All I want to do is serve you.
Lord, I want to serve you.
Listen to this. Release. Give it to me.
Yes, Lord.
I need a blessing right now. Really release. Give it to me. Yeah. I need blessing right now. Everybody say, release.
Really?
dance like it's already yours. That was my plea. That was my
those
plea.
Of us who believe that can God can do anything, we're going to clap our hands right now. Because truly, we need God on our side to transform. Oh, my goodness, to change this situation. Well, we're back with Mr. Quentin Cross. That was released by the Church Choir featuring Miranda Curtis and John P. Key from their album, If God Be For Us. Amen. So I told Mr. Quarst that I wanted to talk a little bit about, again, to inform and to inspire and to ignite a little fire in people. I wanted to talk a little bit about the 13th Amendment. Because, you know, we have Black History Month because there's a lot of stuff that didn't get covered in American history in the curriculums that we use. And so that's why we're doing Black History Month. And one of these days we're going to get it right. How about that? We may not see it in our lifetime, Quentin, but one of these days we're going to get it right. So one of the things that I know I didn't learn about in school was the 13th Amendment. You want to tell the people about that a little bit?
The 13th Amendment. I know you guys done picked up the documentary, right?
We hope so. There was a documentary, y'all, if y'all didn't know about it. Miss Ava DuVernay filmed that documentary. And y'all know her from a lot of her television series, particularly the ones that star and feature Black stories and Black family and Black life in America. But she did this documentary. So go ahead, Brother Quentin, and enlighten folk.
So basically, the 13th Amendment made slavery and involuntary servitude illegal everywhere in the United States, other than a few were, you know, arrested and convicted for other crimes, right?
Okay, let's not move on there because I have to reiterate that. So the 13th Amendment abolished slavery except for the penal system. It is understood that it is a form of slavery. It's right there in the Constitution of the United States of America. Okay, let me calm down. Okay, so the 13th Amendment said what again, bro?
It basically abolished slavery and indentured servitude, except in cases of folks who commit crimes or, you know, who have committed a crime. And to break that down even more, it's basically, in that time, is based on my understanding, it, you know, they, you know, once the 13th Amendment passed and slavery was abolished, you know, basically the folks didn't have people to necessarily work their crops and do the work that they had been traditionally doing as slaves. And the only way they could make up for that is through the penal system, right? You know, so there were people who were arrested for vagrancy and not having jobs and things of that nature, but all in the ploy of getting them back into slavery. So as we look at this criminal justice system, the criminal injustice system, and the mass incarceration of Black and brown folks, you only have to look back to the 13th Amendment, because that's the only way they could possibly keep people in indentured servitude and as slaves, basically, is through the penal system.
And see, one of the miseducations of America is that they have folk thinking that it's for rehabilitation, right? Or paying a debt to society. And really, truly, what the intent of it was to continue to have a caste system with Black folk, majority mostly, to provide free labor to continue building up America and America's economy.
I've lived it. I'm formerly incarcerated, and I ran that whole segment, a jail where someone was getting paid $60,000-$70,000 to do that job. I did that job from payroll all the way up. your car crash, your license plates, soaps and furniture and all those stuff. Folks are making those things. There are folks out there keeping the lawns and grounds clean. And incarcerated are doing all of that work. And, you know, the mindset is, well, they shouldn't be doing it. They got in trouble. Well, no, we going to getting incarcerated is the punishment, right? Not, you know, all these other pieces that go along with it to keep you into and keep you into and indentured servitude. So there's a, you know, there has to be a paradigm shift, you know, because folks are coming out, you know, worse than what they went in, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you got to think about that.
And,
you know,
and see, a lot of people, again, because we don't have this kind of education in our educational system. So folks are coming out of incarceration and they, you know, been doing these kind of jobs and tasks and stuff. And in some instances, they could probably make a decent living, a livable wage, if they were able to be brought back into society with a clean slate. But not only do they get the skills, the experience, you know, the training to do these jobs, when they come out, they can't get the job.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's a real deal. We have to break up this system, this racket, you know. We have to make radical change, radical transformation in order to get to a just society.
Well, you know, I'm giving you snaps in here, you know, because the voices need to be heard and the conversation needs to be held. You know, a couple of years ago, Michelle Alexander wrote after the election of President Obama, I believe, because, you know, we had arrived. We had come together as a nation and we had voted and put into office the first Black American president. So we were beyond racism and prejudice and bigotry and you know, all those stereotypes and hysteria about Black people and Black men in particular. We had gotten past all of that. And she was like, hold on, wait, let's look at this, okay? And I believe the subtitle of her book, The New Jim Crow, is something along the lines of, you know, understanding this caste system in our nation. So in terms, go ahead.
In the age of color blindness.
In the age of color blind, yes, thank you. That's what it is. In the age of color blindness, right? Which personally, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes, I believe there's a bright side out there. But color blindness is, I just don't like that phrase. I don't like the phrase colorblind because we don't want to see color blindness in a garden. We like the diversity of the flowers, the shapes, the sizes, the colors. You know
Talk
what I'm saying?
It.
We like going to beaches that have ocean that is blue and some that is green, you know, and some that, you know, shifts, you know. I mean, we like diversity. Why is it when we come to dealing with the fact that we are all created in the image of God and fearfully and wonderfully made, in order to accept that, I have to be blind to your color? I'm not with it, you know. So, yeah, in the age of quote-unquote color blindness, but please, that's not our goal, beloved. That's not our goal, to be colorblind. Our goal is to see all the beauty of all of the different cultures, nationalities, sizes, complexions, and say, wow, look at that. one all the flowers in the world being red roses, that would be kind of monotonous and mundane and boring, wouldn't it? Well, listen, Quentin, we're almost up at our time, and you know, we could, man, go so much further. And I guess at some point we're going to have to, you know, have another town hall conversation or
yes.
something. You know, we do that pretty well. And you got something
yep.
coming up on Friday, so I wanted you to get
yes.
that in there. All right.
Oh yeah, so this Friday at 6 o'clock, we have Citizen Action here in the Hudson Valley, which is the office that I run, which is not the Citizen Action Community, something in Columbia County. We're different organizations, just to let you know. Citizen Action of New York, which I work for, is a statewide organization. with 9 offices around the state. But this Friday, I have just completed a major expansion where, you know, I'm opening up some a space for movies and computer center for resume writing and job prep. Just something really great for the community. And it, this Friday, we're having our open house and our ribbon cutting with our dear great friend, Congressman Antonio Delgado will be here to assist us with that. And we would love you to come on down to 7 Grand Street, Kingston, New York at 6 p.m. So that's what we're doing on Friday.
Y'all going to have some food down there?
You know, we always have food.
Okay, I just want to let people know y'all like to eat. I like to eat too, so I might see y'all down there. If you heard it on this radio station today and you show up, please come and shake our hands. Let us know. Quentin, it was so good to be able to have you have this conversation with me and help me get some of my steam out. And maybe I won't bust now. But, you know, much success in all that you continue to do. And, you know, as you are always there for me. If you need, I'm always here for you. We look forward
Thank
to seeing
you,
so you soon, and you be well. Beloved, I'm going to go out with this song any day now. We're not going to get to play too much of it, but I want y'all to hear this because, you know, there's a bright side somewhere, okay? I'm a perpetual optimist. I just can't help myself. I believe, but it ain't going to be us sitting down on our hands and you know, waiting for it to happen. God is going to move, but we're going to be the move of God. Any day now. This is how we going out. Remember never to forget, God loves you and I do too. No matter how great a day, there is a bright side somewhere. God bless you.
I'm expecting my miracle any day now. Expecting my miracle any day now, any day now. I shall have.